This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today. You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV. What's up, everyone? Billy Carson here, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. Welcome to the Forbidden Knowledge podcast. I have an amazing guest with me today. His name is Antoine Salas. He's like the credit professional to the stars, okay? He's going to talk with you guys today about his story and also some of the things that he teaches people on how to create better financial literacy in their life and help them go from zero to hero. Antoine Salas is the founder and president of Rapid Credit Boosters. It's a firm that offers clients credit management advice, and he's also an author, motivational speaker, and dream maker. His life experiences have consistently shaped his behaviors and thoughts, enabling him to focus on becoming the best version of himself. Antoine Salas is inspired by the idea of philanthropy to others and help them realize their financial freedom. Mr. Salas has been featured on TED Talks, Forbes, Respect, and Yahoo Finance. Without further ado, please welcome Antoine Salas. All right. So, Antoine, welcome to the show, man. It's been a pleasure having you on this episode of Forbidden Knowledge Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I read a great introduction about you a minute ago, and a lot of people probably know who you are, but there's still a lot of people maybe from my follower base, I like to call them leader base, because I don't like to call them followers because I think I'm creating leaders. But from my leader base that may not know exactly who you are, can you give us like a little summary of, you know, who you are, where you came from, how you got started in this industry, just sort of for the people to get an idea of, you know, and some of the people you've worked with as well?
Absolutely. My name is Antoine Salas. I'm also known as the Credit Genius. For me, my background, I came from a very poor background. I struggled a lot growing up. I watched my family struggle and those around me. And it came to a certain point to where I got the realization that there were secrets out there that was unknown to me, unknown to my family, and things of that nature. One of the biggest secrets was with credit, the things that could be done with credit. I first found this out because, and I told the story on my TED talk, I went to go get a car and, you know, they basically said, if you have a job, you know, you can get the car. So I had a job, I had a good job, and they turned me down for the car because of my credit. So it didn't matter about the job or anything like that. So I started getting kind of laser focused. So I started studying credit and I eventually ended up getting a car and I raised my credit score. But even more importantly, I found out a ton of secrets within the credit world. how to boost your score, but then how to get funded for the things that you want. And then I got so sucked into it, I started learning, well, how to leverage credit, how to create residual income credit, and then how to achieve our lifelong dreams. So what really got me hooked is I started teaching other people whatever their dreams were. I start showing them how to do it and how they can get it and achieve it. Yeah. And then when I started doing that, it was like a snowball effect. You know, I just never looked back.
Wow. Incredible. Yeah. That's phenomenal, man. I've been through some of the same exact things and issues and problems. I remember, when I had never used credit. When I turned 19, I finally wanted to use some credit and go get a car instead of paying cash for like a hoopty. I went to get a real car and I got denied. And they were like, you know, you have bankruptcy. And I'm like, I'm 19. How can I have a bankruptcy? So I said, man, what's going on here? This is like in 1989 or 90. And so I was like, what is going on here? So they sent me, a thing to request a copy of my report. So I called it in and they sent it in the mail about 2 weeks later. And sure enough, there was a bankruptcy on there with all this stuff. And it was my dad's stuff. And my dad is Billy Carson Sr. I'm Billy Carson II. And when he filed bankruptcy, in some kind of weird way, it attached to my credit, and all his negative credit went on my credit as well. We were living in the same house, I guess, in some weird way it merged. And so I had a lot of issues to work on and get cleaned up from an early start. You know, my entry into the credit world was horrible. You know, I started off with like a 300 score. So, yeah, I can relate, man. Now, when you started working on building this credit and fixing people's credit, what was the trigger that, like, what led you into, like, becoming like the celebrity credit repair guy or a company that helped celebrities?
You know, that's a great question. I feel like it was a culmination of things. The first thing that happened is that I started seeing other people's change. And I started seeing other people's lives change for the better, you know, and that was great. But I remember on one occasion, I had this mother and she had like three kids and she came to me in tears. And I was like, well, what's wrong? I have been working with her on her credit. And I said, well, what's wrong? Why are you crying? She said, I'm crying because these are tears of joy. I'm happy. You've helped me change my life. She said, now I have a car. I'm able to get to work. She said, every morning I woke up, I had to bus my kids to school, walk them to school. Now I just drive them, drop them off. I go to work. I mean, so the passion and the fact that I was really changing people's lives, that just hit me like, hey, I could change lives. And that hit me more than anything. Mm-hmm. And everything else from that point just kind of flowed. Wow. I know people love to travel. So then I started traveling. Mm-hmm. And I travel half of the reason I travel is because I love to travel. The other half is because I like to inspire and show people of what's available when you have good credit.
Yes.
You
know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Same thing here, man. And, you know, I travel. I know a lot of people live vicariously through our eyes, you know. And so I'm out here and I'm giving people a glimpse at places they may never get a chance to see, whether it's because of finances, credit, time, career, whatever the case may be. I know that really travel really inspires a lot of people. And I know that for some people, it is credit. And the ability to leverage capital to be able to travel would be huge. I mean, significantly huge. So that's a really key, because travel is one thing you cannot put a price tag on. Like, it's totally priceless. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I just recently came back from Brazil and I was telling one of my associates, I said, when you travel, it just expands your mind 100%. Yeah. But then when you incorporate credit into it, there's a lot of things available that the average consumer doesn't know. I mean, like building points. People are using their debit card. But you and I know if you use that credit card, you racking up points. That's free money they're giving you for doing something natural. So it's just things like this, you know.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, you know, everywhere I go, I'm using one of my cards, which gives me my black card gives me the most amount of points. And so whatever I can use that thing for, I'm paying with that. Even though I've got to pay back the full amount at the end of the month, I give myself 30 days worth of leverage. But at the same time, I'm giving myself a humongous amount of points. And, the money just adds up. People don't realize how fast that money adds up. I'm spending money I was already going to spend. I'm leveraging credit, which gives me a little bit of a float, give myself a chance to make sales and earn and generate income from other streams to pay back that money when it's due. And at the same time, but it's by the end of the month, I may have $2,000-$3,000 in points that I can use as transferring right into my bank account, cover future payments, or yes, more travel.
Yes, sir. On top of that, when the credit card companies see you constantly using their credit card, they're going to come and they offer you credit limits. The average person, the average person, in my experience, they're shocked when they get these credit limits. Yeah. Half of the people are like, you know, hey, I don't want a higher limit. The other half will accept the higher limits. But what happens with the higher limit? What happens to our credit? It goes straight up even higher. Yeah. You know, it's like a revolving cycle. So you and I know that. And that's what I try to get the message out to the people.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know you're going to drop a lot of crazy nuggets because coming up very soon, you and I are going to do a phenomenal financial literacy workshop on how to manifest money. And that's going to be in October. And we're going to be announcing this. The link for this event is going to be in the bio or the caption of this video, wherever you see it. If this is a podcast you're listening to on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any other podcast platform, there is a link to the Eventbrite directly in this audio. So you got to check it out because we are going to drop some significant nuggets that we've learned along the way that are going to change your life and help you to change other people's lives. Because really, for me, it comes down, it's right now, it's about building legacy, you know? And so for legacy is what I'm building for the future generations. It's not just for me anymore. And I know how to manifest abundance. I become an expert manifester at abundance. And so I came to the realization, no need to continuously focus on my own abundance anymore. Let's focus on other people's abundance. Because when you do that, your abundance is guaranteed anyway.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. I'm so excited about this because I've changed a lot of lives, but I haven't changed enough. There's a lot of jewels I'm going to be dropping because there's a lot of unanswered questions that people have out there. There's so many different questions that I'm going to be answering, strategies I'm going to be giving, tips. How to see through the eyes of the bank. The average consumer doesn't know what the banks are looking for. They don't look for just a credit score. And these are all kind of secrets and tips that you will never learn on Google that I'm going to be giving up as well. So I just think how you and I kind of piggyback off each other because we both manifested this. Even when I was poor and I was struggling, I knew in my mind, I knew in my heart that this day will come, that the day to where I would be able to learn and change my life and then teach others as well. I never stopped believing it, you know, and I spoke it out of my mouth. And that's what I'm be speaking a lot about. So that's why I feel like you and I, we're going to help a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. There's no doubt about it. I'll be talking about different financial literacy aspects of compounding interest savings accounts built into life insurance policies like whole life and universal life. I'll be talking about trading options, particularly trading stock options, how to become a momentum trader. And you can start off with your trading account with $100 and how to hop in on small trades like GoPro and Ford and GE, you know, low dollar trading options where you can literally get in for peanuts and then start building that. And I'll show you how to then parlay that into bigger options trading stocks like Tesla and Amazon and Google and things like that and trade the momentum. And you don't have to be a genius. I'm just going to show you the techniques, my tried and true techniques, and how I earn up to $1,000 a day trading stock options for 30 minutes. And then I'm done for that. I don't even mess with it no more. I'm done. And so I'm going to be showing you guys how to do that. We're going to be talking about so many different aspects of building business credit. I'm going to be giving sources on where to go to start that process. And I'm sure you have some nuggets on building business credit as well. And it's a step-by-step process. You got tiers built into that. So I'm going to show you all the different tiers that I've had experience with, how I got to those particular tiers, how I registered with Dun & Bradstreet, got my Dun & Bradstreet number, started building my D&B credit, got my Paydex score up to 80 plus, and also my Experian business credit high. And so all these techniques that we're going to be showing you are going to help you, give you the ability to generate a lot of leveraged capital that you can use to invest into your business, buy your stocks and supplies, or whatever else you need to do to become successful.
I'm telling you, this is going to be phenomenal for the people out there, because in addition to what you're doing, I'm going to be showing individuals how to get $100,000 worth of credit, no matter which way your credit looks, in 6 months or less. I've done it personally myself, and I've done it for a lot of other people. I'm also going to be showing them how to get lines of credit. What banks are looking for when you apply for a car. What gives you a better interest rate? What banks are looking for when you go to buy a house? How to get a loan? A lot of people have good credit, but still get denied for a loan. I'm going to answer the questions why. What to put on the application? How to get high limit credit cards? We're going to give the people, we're going to really, really hook them up. I'm dropping jewels alongside of you.
This is going to be great. Are you able to name any of the, you know, bigger name people that you've worked with, or are there any names you can release like that, or is that top secret?
You know, we work in association with a lot of people. There's been some big names that we've worked with. I would probably have to check with them, make sure it was okay. One I can name for sure, his name is David Bullock, huge marketing agent for Kanye West. He's done so many other big projects, and he's I know he's personally gave me permission, but there's a lot more. We have big rappers, and so I'll definitely follow up with you on that one.
Yeah, no problem. I understand. I mean, that's a very, you know, it's very sensitive. That's why I asked, can you really know it's top secret? A lot of these people don't want their names thrown out there when it comes regards to, you know, their credit status and what they've had to do to get it straightened out or whatever. But, and I could totally understand that. You know, just this 2 weeks ago, last week from now, whenever you hear this, it'll be maybe 2 weeks by the time this comes out, I did a workshop on trading stock options, just stock options by itself. No other credit stuff, no other leveraging and building capital and all of that. Just that. And 3,000 people are in this private group that I created, and they're all earning money. Within the first week, the posts are up. People are saying, oh, man, thank you, Billy Carson. I just made this today. I just made that today. I followed your trade. Every day I'm dropping trades in that private group. They're following my trades, and they're making money immediately. And that's only 1/10 of what me and you combined are going to be giving. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm going to be adding everyone that joins our workshop to that private financial group where I'm dropping my trades in, my stock trades in there every day, so people can copy what I'm actually trading. I do it early. I do it late at night or early in the morning before the market opens. It gives them plenty of time to hop in there and just mimic what I'm already doing. I'm taking all the thinking out of it. I have this one post, which I'm going to have flash to. I have it cut to here probably on this live, on this edit, where one of the people posted in the group, I made money today following Billy Carson's trade. I don't even know how it worked. I just followed what he did. Can somebody explain to me why I made money?
You don't even know why it worked. He just know that following what you put out there worked.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
So this is going to be a powerful workshop. You know, and so when you're traveling, how are you able to work while you travel? Like, how do you continue to generate revenue for yourself?
So with me, I kind of have this theory, like I'm doing what I love, and I encourage people to do what they're passionate about or find something else. Right. So I'm doing what I love. So the ball is always rolling. Mm. So I'm always doing something that's going to better me as a person with my individual goals. Mm. So whether I'm taking pictures in a foreign country, that's going to motivate people to live this lifestyle and help people. While I'm on the plane, I could write. I could study. So I'm studying my craft, or I'm writing educational material that's going to give people a better insight into how this credit thing works and things like that. So it's always a ongoing process. But one of the things I will say for now, this is just for the business owners out there, is that the number one reason why businesses fail is for lack of funding. I'm a person who knows how to get money from the banks to invest in what I believe in.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's never like a dry season or anything for me. Right. And that's what I want to show other people as well, to kind of have that same philosophy. You know, these banks, and I'm just going to give this jewel right now. These banks have to stay in business. And the only way they're going to stay in business is by giving us these things that we need. So that's a philosophy that I want my clients to have, that I want them to know, is that the banks need you. They need you. They need you to have your credit to look in a certain way so they can give you everything they have to give.
Exactly. That's so accurate. And, you know, so what, and what you're saying is so key, because I'm going to be teaching people how they can start their own Amazon stores. This is one of the things I want to mm-hmm. show people, because there's a lot of money in that, especially if you have your own products and that you've created or you've bought wholesale. I'm gonna, if you don't, I'm going to show you where to get the wholesale products, how to create your Amazon store, how to become an Amazon seller and build that. But guess what you're going to need, guys, because Amazon only pays twice a month. You're going to need capital. And so even if you got some seed capital to start out with, you got to remember Amazon's about a month in arrears before you get your first payment, because they want to build up a reserve account in case people charge back or claim that you sold them bad products and they want to get their money back. So what Amazon does is they put a little bit of a reserve, $5,000, $6,000 reserve, and they make you wait almost a month before your first payment gets wired into your account. After that, you'll start to get paid every 2 weeks or bi-monthly. And so, but what happens is after that seed money kind of runs out because you had to get set up, then you had to buy all that inventory, then you have to be able to ship it. You got to pay somebody to pack and ship. You got to pay for the postage. All this is going on. Now, okay, you're still selling. Amazon's going to kick in with a lot of sales because it's just the way, that's the beast. It just does that. And all of a sudden you've got orders to fulfill, but you're running low on product. You realize, oh, I'm getting paid a month and a half out. I sold all these things out already. I got to buy more. I haven't even gotten my first check yet. I need money. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to bring to the table, how can I get capital? How can I get capital, lines of credit, so that I can continue to run this business, invest into the business, so I can continue to ship these products, so that I can continue to make money until the revenue starts coming back in? It's this big cycle. And some people think in the beginning, oh, I got this, I got it covered. And then all of a sudden they realize they don't have enough money. They run out of money, and then they have to take their item down off the store, put it on, out of stock. And now they're losing money every single day to competitors. And once you get that momentum built up, you don't want to cut it and then have to start building momentum all over again, especially if your product takes off. Because if your product takes off, Amazon will actually promote your product and advertise it for free on their platform. And that means you're going to get even more sales. But it's all about how can you withstand the drought? And so what we're going to show you is a way to not go into a drought. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to show you to avoid the drought completely. Go in with your guns fully loaded. You know what I mean?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. A lot of people have this phobia about debt, but that's because they don't understand debt. There's good debt. There's bad debt. You and mm-hmm. I understand that, but the average consumer doesn't. Right. You know, bad debt, you know, they go out there and buy a car. They buy a big, expensive, fancy car, and mm-hmm. they just want to impress their friends and their mm-hmm. family, which it probably will, right? But mm-hmm. it's bad debt. It's not doing nothing for you. It's not making you any type of money. It's not creating you no residual income. Mm-hmm. Good debt is going to buy that fancy, expensive car and then saying, hey, you know, I'm just going to stick to my regular car. This will be my weekend car. But meanwhile, I'm going to rent it out for weddings, events. Rappers mm-hmm. might want to do a music video. And all you have to do is get maybe two rentals per month. That car is going to pay for itself. That's it. You know, I spoke about that for a while. And then recently mm-hmm. I just started doing it. So that's one of the ways that I leverage credit. You know, another form of good debt is getting a loan for a business that you just mm-hmm. spoke about. Amazon is a booming business. Amazon is the only platform to where you log into and the credit card is already connected. So when people go on Amazon, they're there to buy something.
That's right.
So that's a good business. I don't know it like you do, but I know that you're going to be dropping some jewels and I might take some notes myself on that.
Well, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be phenomenal. I mean, I like what you said about the car. So right now I have a Rolls Royce in my garage. I have two Rolls Royces, one in one garage, one in my other garage. Mm-hmm. The first Rolls Royce, I remember it was not really the first one. It's my second one, but both of them, the first and the second one, I rented out. And so I remember I wanted a Rolls Royce Ghost so bad. I kept thinking about it, posting it on my social media, using my social media as a dream board. I even made a song that would play. I would play videos that I would make from stock video online to a song that I, because I'm a music artist, and added it to that. And eventually that song was licensed and played on a Rolls Royce TV commercial.
Wow.
And yeah, and I got a Ghost, a Rolls Royce Ghost. And what I did was I leveraged my credit. I got the Rolls Royce. I found a place that rents out cars, exotic mm-hmm. cars, out of Naples, Florida, right at the Ritz-Carlton. And they would rent the car out $900 a day. And I would rent it out 10, 15 days out of the month. And the rest of the month, I would have access to it. And the car not only paid itself off, it also gave me a profit. And so I got a drove around in a Rolls Royce for absolutely no money. Okay. And now the Rolls Royce that I had, which is in the garage, the second one, the previous one, it's on a raffle right now for $50 a ticket. And I'm raffling it off. And I'm going to give some of that money to charity. And whoever wins that car could win a Rolls Royce for $50. And then they can take it and sell it instantly, take about 150 grand, which is probably the value right now. And they can invest it into themselves, into their own business or whatever they want to do. So I'm finding a way to continuously parlay and leverage things and make the world a better place at the same time.
You know, and I just want to point at something that you said. You said that you used your social media as a dream board. Mm-hmm. Then you said you played the songs with Rolls Royce. Sounds like to me you manifested that. You thought about it. You spoke it into existence, which I've done with many, many things. When I was broke, people said, I always said, oh, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And people looked at me like I was crazy. Right. You know, some people told me straight up, they just laughed, you know. Mm-hmm. But here I stand today, and I've achieved everything I said I was going to do out of my mouth and took action towards, and even more. I'll give you one example. One time I was on a plane and I was going to the Philippines, right? I was on my way to the Philippines, and I remember being stuck in the back. Now, I was happy because I worked my way up to a point to where now I could travel freely. Yeah. However, I was stuck in the back of the plane, Billy, and I was squeezed in between the Asian couple. So they didn't speak any English. Right. And I said to myself, you know, I'm really happy and I'm grateful, but I'm going to find a way to drive to fly first class. Right. It was the next level for me. I've never done it. Mm. I thought about it and I spoke that out of my mouth. I even said it.
Wow.
Do you know that less than a month later, I started taking first class flights?
Man, powerful.
You cannot make this up.
Yeah.
First class flight for someone that could not even go to the car dealership and get a car. And we're talking about the lowest of the lowest cars. We're not talking about the Rolls Royce Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about an old school Kia that was probably back then it was old.
Right.
And now first class flights, but it's manifestation. That's why I always tell people, you got to believe in yourself. Don't ever, even if you don't truly in your heart, it's looking so bleak and dismal that you can't believe. Mm-hmm. Say it anyway. Write it down as if it's going to happen. Yeah. Think, say it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Decide what. And then just watch it come and manifest into itself. So I love that about what you said.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah. Yeah. I've been looking at your account and I see some of the vehicles, you know, that you have and that, you know, you have your own exotic rental service now as well. What are some of the cars that you've leveraged yourself to be able to get to rent out to generate income?
You know, that's a great question. I have two Bentleys. Mm-hmm. I have a Charger. We designed the Charger, so it's like a Hellcat version. Wow. It's green, like a money metallic green. I'll be showing all the cars. I'll be showing during our thing. Nice. I have a Jaguar that's modified with Lamborghini doors and you know, red interior and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I have a my dream car, and again, I had no idea how I was going to get this car. Mm. I thought about it. I spoke of it for years. I certainly wasn't making the money, but now I own one. Mm. I have a Lamborghini.
Wow.
I have a Lamborghini. And part of it is, I drive it every now and then. You know, it feels great. It's like a dream come true. But I leverage my Lamborghini. I rent it out. Mm-hmm. I rent it out. Yeah, I do. It's a part of the
money.
That Lamborghini, all of my cars pay for themselves.
Yeah.
And I haven't even really done any advertising yet. People like to drive nice things.
Yeah.
You know, so these dealerships, and that's one of the things I'm going to be teaching. These dealerships, not only do they want to give away cars, they have to give away cars. Yeah. What's a dealership without cars? Mm-hmm. It's an empty parking space.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. Exactly. So if you can take that, and there's no law against leveraging them out, why aren't we doing this?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So these cars, I rent out, I leverage the cars, and the ball just keeps rolling. So now it's come to a point to where all the cars are paying for themselves. Why would I stop getting cars?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, of course. You know what I did one time as well, which I'm going to talk about, is other things that you can leverage your credit to generate revenue from. One of them that I did before was jet skis. you know? So, you know, but I'm down here in South Florida, jet skiing is huge. Almost everybody wants to go jet skiing. Yeah. Yep. And so, you know, but the thing is, these jet skis, they get used up and worn out fast. And these are just small businesses. You find a couple of guys that you can trust. You know, you partner up with them. You hang out with them. Get to know them really well first, obviously. And then once you feel comfortable with somebody, you know, you can get a couple of jet skis and let them rent those skis out every day, all day. They're getting rented out. And South Florida, you know, it never really gets cold here, only for like a few weeks, and that's it. So it's pretty much year-round money. And jet skis are pretty easy to get and very inexpensive. So just ways you can leverage yourself and just generate streams of income. Every time I want to acquire something new into my life, I always find another stream of income to help cover that. It's not like I'm digging into my savings account and destroying my bank account just so I can go get this thing that I want. I find ways to leverage myself, and I find ways to generate additional streams of income or increase something that I'm already doing to help cover that thing so it's not draining me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And yeah. I have this philosophy that I teach. What are millionaires doing? Mm-hmm. Millionaires, they have a habit that they do on a constant basis. Millionaires and billionaires. Mm-hmm. They own multiple properties. Mm-hmm. They have an average of 7 streams of income. Mm-hmm. Okay. They invest. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have multiple bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And that's why I teach a lot of people. I remember one of my most prized associates, she was telling me the other day, she mm-hmm. said, why would I open up yet another bank account? I already have 3. This is too much. Mm-hmm. I said, you spoke to me about becoming a millionaire.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that we speak about all the time. And I said, well, we got to do what they do. Mm-hmm. They have multiple bank accounts. Multiple bank accounts opens you up for multiple things. That's There's right. no law against it. It opens you up to more credit cards. It opens you up to different APRs. It opens mm-hmm. you able to, sometimes when the big money comes in, you need to transfer it back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's hard to liquidate. So yeah. we got to practice what millionaires do. So I'm on board 100% with what you're saying.
Nice, nice. Yeah. This is going to be great, but I'm hyped because I know I'm going to learn a lot of stuff from you. You know, I just feel it. Yeah. We're going to learn. We're going to vibe together. We're going to learn together and we're going to teach at the same time, which is the best way. Like I tell people, you have to find your passion. And when you find a need for that passion in the world and you feel it, revenue is just a side effect of finding your passion and fulfilling it out there in the world. And so that's what we're going to be doing with everyone that comes to this workshop. And you'll be able to then what I like about what we're going to teach is duplicatable. Okay. A lot of people give these, you know, these teachings and these workshops and things like that. I've seen them. I've attended them. I've paid for them so I can see what other people are into. And I find that some of the stuff that they're talking about is not really duplicatable, that the only way they're really making money is by selling these extremely high access to these events, $3,000 and $4,000, $5,000. And then when the person leaves there, they're all hyped up and then they can't duplicate. Very few people, a very small percentage can, a majority really can't. I think that we're going to provide real world solutions right now, things that people can start to apply into their life immediately and start to see results on a time scale going moving forward. That's going to help them change their life, change their businesses. And you're so right about the multiple bank accounts. I think I have 1, 2, 3. I think I have 9 or 10 bank accounts right now. And they're all between different corporations. Some are the same corporations. But, you know, if I get a line of credit from one bank, why can't I get with one business name? Why can't I get a second line of credit with the second business name? So all these things we've got to teach these people. And another thing that people are worried about too much, too, is every time I talk about making more money, they're always worrying about what about I got to pay taxes on that money. And my goal is to pay $100 million in taxes. That's what I want to pay.
Because, you know, if you're paying that high in taxes, that the money that you're making is phenomenal. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of stigmas in the mind. And those are the things that I like to break with a lot of people that I teach. Mm-hmm. You know, you spoke about bank accounts earlier. I'm going to have a whole segment on banking. Banking is very, very, very important. It's crucial, critical. There's so many things that goes with opening up multiple banks. What's the difference between a bank and a credit union? Mm-hmm. Why does one bank offer higher limits and the other one doesn't? Mm-hmm. How to utilize one bank against the other one? They use something called the mirror technique when it comes to applying for high limit credit cards. Mm-hmm. They're in competition with each other. So use them as competition. Yeah. Hey, listen, Chase, Navy Federal just offered me $25,000. So I was thinking you guys can match them since I have excellent credit. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, One of my associates just did it the other day. Hey, listen, this credit union offered me 8% APR. Mm-hmm. Can you guys beat that? My credit is not the best, but it's got a lot better. Yeah, we'll do it for 6%. And they took the bet. There's just so many things with banks. Yeah. So I'm excited to get this information out to the client. I don't mind teaching it because there's a lot of misinformation out there and we want to clear it up.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I saw recently, I didn't even know about this until I was checking you out, you know, about a week or two ago. I saw you on TED Talks. That was amazing, man. How did you get into TED Talks and what was your topic?
Thank you so much. The TED Talk story was crazy. I got invited to TED Talk on a last minute thing. They said I had 3 days to prepare for TED Talk. And I'm thinking, wow, this is a huge platform. Yeah. Millions of people are going to be watching and it's going to be live. Mm-hmm. 3 days. And I got to fly to Atlanta from California.
Wow.
But I couldn't turn down the opportunity mm-hmm. to share some jewels and to mm-hmm. teach some of these people what I've myself learned. I only had 15 minutes, so I gave the best that I could in that short time period. But I went there and I broke it down, man.
Nice.
And on TED Talk, it's heavy energy. You know, it's a lot of lights, camera, people, energy. Right. And there was a lot of stage fright, from the other guys that were there. But what I did is I just dug in my soul and I said, well, how can I make this the most beneficial? Mm-hmm. I said, to think about how I could best help the people that's watching. And I started getting into it. And if you see my TED Talk, mm-hmm. I started telling the story.
Yep.
And so when I started telling the story, I took me back there and I thought about that car. And then I thought about how many other people mm-hmm. have probably been through the same thing. It flows from there. And then after the TED Talk, the people that were in the crowd, and we had some big names there. We had Gilly the Kid, Wallow267. They all spoke on the same platform. Wow. Wow. That we were on, David Castain. We had some big names. And afterwards, people were walking up to me and said, man, that same thing happened to me, or the same. I know someone, the same thing. So it was a great opportunity to shed a little bit of knowledge. But this is what I dreamed about. I want people to go out there and fulfill their lifelong dreams.
Right.
Open that business. You can do it. You know, travel the world. Go to, I remember one time I was talking to someone and they said, you think I could really go to Bali? I said, it saddens me that you're that surprised.
Right.
It's nothing but a place to go. There's only certain steps you need to do within a few months. Even if you had a 300 credit score, you know, with the $100,000 line of credit, I could show you how you can do that, travel the world and earn points for yourself, create residual income. Your whole life will change.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I've seen, you know, through that after that TED Talk, then I saw, you know, an article about you in Forbes magazine. You know, so, I mean, you've been in Forbes. Besides Forbes, what other magazines or articles have been out there about you?
Forbes magazine. I've been in Respect magazine. I've been in Yahoo Finance, speaking about finance when I opened up my credit repair company. But lately, I was honored to be featured in Black Enterprise magazine. And for me, that's an exclusive magazine. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment. Yeah. And basically, even with the magazines, you know, I'm glad that they notice me and that I'm notable and credible. But I need the platform to give these people all the information and game that I know. You just ever have so much inside of you, and it's just only you know it and the few people that you have around you. So that's why I'm so excited about this. I'm going to be able to open up and show people all this stuff. It's kind of like the Matrix. You know, remember in the Matrix when you see all this stuff coming? It's the same thing. It's like, oh, that's what they're looking for. That's how you get the lower APR. That's how you get the high limit credit cards.
Right.
That's how the credit score keeps going up higher and higher. That's how these guys are driving these exotic cars. I remember someone walked up to me and they said, man, that car, oh my God, how much did you pay for that, man? And I told them, and I said, that's not the question. The question is not how much you pay for the car. People are not buying these cars with cash. Only ill-informed rappers and musicians are buying cars with cash. And they wouldn't do it if they knew the credit game, like I'm teaching some rappers. I have clients that rap that I'm teaching. I said, the question is, what is your credit score?
Boom. That's the Boom. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's just things that we're going to be going over. It's going to be incredible. Like leasing a car versus buying a car, mm-hmm. you know, where depreciated value versus writing off a business lease, and all these topics and things that people just have no clue about. I see people all the time actually buying a car with a loan, an installment loan, and then getting stuck in a car. And then they want to, the car is now 3-4 years old. They want to get a new car because, you know, after 3-4 years, cars start acting stupid. And now they can't because they have so much negative equity in that car with the installment loan. It's going to be, that negative equity is going to be dumped onto the new car loan, and the payment's going to be out of their reach. They won't be able to afford the monthly payment when they could have just leased the car and they could have just hopped out of one right into another. Every 2 years, I get a brand new Mercedes. Every 2 years since 2002, I go from one Mercedes to the next nonstop. I just ordered the brand new S. Well, I ordered it back in November 2020, but there was a chip shortage. I'm waiting for it to get delivered in a couple of days. A brand new 2021 S580. Ooh. And then I'm going to drive that one only for 1 year, and I'm going to hop into the brand new EQS 580, which is the electric version of the S-Class coming out in 2022. It's already out now, but again, the chips and everything else, this chip shortage, global chip shortage slowed things down. But I'm going to show people how I'm able to just jump from car to car to car like that. These are my everyday riders. Like my Rolls Royce is the weekend car, the nice car for, you know, a special guest comes in town, like Regina Meredith came in town today and from California. And so we're going to be filming a mini series at my house starting tomorrow. I have my driver go pick her up, you know, take her to a hotel, pick her up again. Let's take her to dinner, you know, stuff like that. But then my everyday car is usually an S-Class Mercedes. But I've always got a brand new Mercedes. And people are like, how do you do that? Well, we're going to teach you how to do that. There's a way to do this without destroying yourself and having these outrageous car payments that you just can't afford and getting all these repossessions, you know? And it really starts with understanding business credit, personal credit, how to leverage it, the value of leases, the benefits, and the upsides and the downsides of leasing. But for me, if you're in your own business, the upsides way out, you know, they outweigh the downside. And it's all about, you know, understanding how to really maximize yourself and maximize your bill. If you're driving a lease, you're almost not even making a car payment. So we're going to teach you how this stuff works because we got the secrets of credit.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be right there on you and just kind of piggybacking. And I got a lot of jewels to drop for the people. It's very, very exciting. So this is, you know, this is the law of attraction. And that's why, you know, we've come together and we're going to be able to help a lot of people. And we don't have to charge those outrageous prices. We just want to give it to as many people as we possibly can, you know.
Exactly. So, that's really the key. Yeah, we want to be able to help everyone in a way where they have to have a little bit of skin in the game, or they're not going to really follow through. And of course, there's some fees that we have to pay just to have the event, because we can have so many people on this event. It's going to cost us a few thousand bucks just to host the streaming. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's pretty much, I consider this to be almost free, you know. And it's a golden opportunity for people to take part in something that's going to really effectively change their life. We're going to be providing solutions. And that's really, I can't say it enough. A lot of people out there are giving information with no solutions. We need solutions. Everyone needs solutions now. I'm going to be tapping into the esoteric, and so are you, the esoteric side of things, the law of attraction, how the law of attraction works, how the manifesting aspect of it works. What is manifesting? What is the esoteric meaning of it? How does it actually work? When I say how, I'm talking about from quantum mechanics, quantum physics. What's going on behind the scenes that creates this actual wheel in motion effect that draws things to you or pulls you towards things? How does that work? How does conscious light waves that actually leave your skull? We know light waves leave the skull. Every time you think, your light waves leave your skull with data encrypted onto the photons. I'm going to show you how that quantum entangles with the universal consciousness and how those thoughts create reality, and how they loop back like a boomerang and bring things back to you. I'm going to go deep into the science so you can understand exactly what it is going on behind the veil to take away the mysticism and the guesswork about the law of attraction and manifesting. It sounds like magic. Well, it's not magic. It's actually real peer-reviewed science. And the big time people, these corporate CEOs and these big elitists and everything else, they know all about these techniques. They've mastered them. They've taken mastery over those techniques to take mastery over the masses. Well, we're going to show you these same exact techniques so you can take mastery over your life.
We're going to be showing these people how to manifest money. Manifestation and money combined together could be a powerful thing. So we're going to kind of incorporate both and then just nail it. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to it, guys. Wherever you see this video, make sure you click the link in the caption, in the bio. Click the link in the podcast, wherever it's located, wherever you're listening to it, and go to that Eventbrite page. You don't want to miss this workshop. It's going to be absolutely amazing, mind-blowing, and you're going to be able to take things that you can apply and then teach so you can begin to build your own legacy for yourself and your family. All right. So, hey, man, thanks for coming on this podcast today. I really appreciate you, man. How can people find you?
Thanks for having me. You can reach me at Instagram, Antoine Salas, Facebook, Antoine Salas, or email us at Pac-10 Enterprises. For the exotics, it's pac10exotics.com.
All right. Yep. Fantastic, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. And I think within the next week or two, there's I've had an interview with Forbes. So my Forbes magazine article will be out very soon as well. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Huge.
Yeah.
And you're the perfect guy for it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just really pleased. They did a small piece on one of my companies, like a brand connect thing, which is just a few paragraphs. But this time it's actually a real article about me, where I came from and everything else. So I'm really excited to read it and see it, you know, see that article in print. So I'm pumped about that.
That's huge.
So, you know, coming from where we came from, you already know how it is, man. Coming from zero to hero, it's a long road. And the reason why I wanted to do this with you is because I think a lot of people are hopeless and they believe that it can't happen to them and nobody's showing them the game. And so, you know, we're the ones that can show them the game. The reason why we're going to show them the game is because we understand that abundance is unlimited. There's no limit to abundance. It's uncapped.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I truly believe that every single one of the people on this entire planet can be walking around as a millionaire and still there'll be extreme abundance, because abundance is everywhere. There's no way to put a cap on it. There's so much abundance on this planet. One family is worth over $700 trillion on this planet, just one family. So imagine, that's just one family. So there's so much abundance here. There's never a reason for anyone to think that there's a lack of it. You just have to know how to mine it. You have to know how to break that matrix code to get access to it. And that's what you've been able to do so well. I think I'm frozen here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't come in on a winning streak. You know, I came in from poverty, and I came in from a lack of knowledge. I didn't even know which way to think. I didn't know about credit. My parents didn't know about credit, and the parents before them didn't know about credit. You know, so we came in on all of this, and I gained all this knowledge, and I've changed my life completely. And now it's only right that we give it back and we pass the message along. I believe in my heart that that's my job and that's my duty. And I've dedicated my life to helping people change their lives, you know. And if you look me up online, that's the first thing you're going to see, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's the fact, man. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you, man. This is going to be a great episode. I'm looking forward to this being released. And I'll talk to you offline.
Okay. All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Peace, man.
All right.
You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its one-year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE That's coupon code 30 days free on forbiddenknowledge.tv today.